UK Prime Minister Theresa May will take a Brexit withdrawal agreement to the British Parliament next week. That deal would keep the UK tied to the EU indefinitely as they work on an exit, which has many who voted to leave the EU furious, especially in Romford in East London. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
This is Romford, a middle and working class community about 40 minutes east of central London. It's Christmas time, so the lights are out. There's a Christmas tree just down the street. And people are out and about after work shopping for the holidays.
Hang on. Andrew Rosendale's office, can I help?
Sue Connolly works as the secretary for the local member of parliament here. A couple hundred calls and emails on Brexit come in each week.
You won't believe what I've had. I've had emails coming through, make sure this deal doesn't go through. I've had calls like that. I've had a chap standing there 10 minutes ago, hopping up and down with rage. He was red in the face.
Romford is part of the London borough of Havering, where nearly 70% of voters backed leaving the EU in the 2016 referendum. Connolly says folks here feel politicians in London's Westminster bubble, the equivalent of inside the DC Beltway, are ignoring the will of the people.
People are feeling that the little people don't count, and that these politicians, who have all forgotten that they are servants of the people, are trying to steamroll a Brexit into oblivion.
Prime Minister May knows her deal is unpopular here in Romford and across much of the country. In fact, it's expected to go down to defeat on Tuesday. But she says it's the best deal the country's going to get. She's agreed that the UK will remain in a customs arrangement with the EU until the two sides can find a way to avoid new customs posts along the border on the island of Ireland. And that could take years. Here in Romford City Square, Carol Davis, she's a pensioner, is shocked by how Brexit's playing out.
I feel betrayed by not just the Conservatives in Parliament, every member of that Parliament. They gave the country overwhelmingly the right to vote for Brexit. Never in a million years did they think it was going to happen, but it did. And now they're betraying the country, they're backtracking.
But not everybody here who voted to leave the EU feels that way. Peter Hooper, he's 84, says he now realizes how hard it is to leave the EU, and he's changed his mind.
I voted to come out, actually. Basically, possibly wrongly. I'll say that now. I'll say it now because I was like all the others, I think, didn't realise what we were voting for or not voting for. You know, I didn't realise that we couldn't just walk away. And I think most people didn't realise.
Hooper says he and other Brexit voters didn't realise how difficult it would be.
I think, like most people, we thought a couple of months we'd be out of it. Border shut.
Back in 2016, pro-Brexit politicians painted a rosy picture of leaving the EU. They suggested walking away from decades of legal and economic integration with a single market of more than 500 million consumers wouldn't be that hard. In fact, the fraught Brexit process has become the nation's biggest political crisis in decades. The Prime Minister's solution, it's a compromise, has generated intense opposition in Britain's House of Parliament. But May does have her defenders, like Sue Meader, who was shopping in the market here earlier this week.
They're all ganging up on her, and she's doing the best of what she can do, and that's all I've got to say.
May has just a few days left to build the support she needs to pass her Brexit deal. If she fails, the path forward is anyone's guess. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Romford.